Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tonight, it's the National Football League Draft. And joining us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline with a preview, Steelers insider Ed Bouchette, Hall of Fame writer, now senior writer with The Athletic, which you can find him on athletic.com/Pittsburgh. Eddie, good morning.
Morning, Larry and John.
Good morning. You know, you've seen over your years inside, shall we say, with the Steelers, the evolution of the draft from what it used to be to what it is today. And there are those of us who sit back and watch this and go, why is this such a big spectacle? Can you explain it?
It's been because of the fans, John. The fans demanded it. They were interested, and they showed more interest. And one year, they put it on TV in the middle of the week. They used to do these things on Tuesday. They'd start at 8 in the morning, believe it or not. They put it on TV, and it got decent ratings, and it kept getting better ratings. So that's really why it became a big thing, is the fans kind of demanded it.
And the technology has changed substantially. Ed, I remember sitting in the general manager's office at WTAE Radio. They called him Captain Showbiz, Ted Atkins. And my sole job that day, and this was during the day when ESPN was just doing this live for the first round, and my job was to write down every team's pick for the first round and run them into Myron Cope. Times have changed.
Well, I'll tell you, at the draft, you know, people always ask me, are you going to the draft? The draft, they have it in Nashville, but nobody goes. The team people don't go. They send some no-name guy down there, and they call him and tell him what pick to make. Because Mike Tomlin and Kevin Colbert and all the scouts and all the coaches and all the media will be over on the south side at the Pittsburgh's headquarters tonight. But I remember, you remember Radio Rich?
Oh, yeah.
They had these big grease boards at Steelers headquarters, and there was no television. He'd come in, and he'd write the name on the board, and that's how we knew who was picked.
Well, things have changed substantially, so let's talk about it. Steelers have the 20th pick tonight. Who are they likely to try and pick up?
I could tell you who they're unlikely to try and pick up. They're not going to get a quarterback.
Why do they need one? They just signed one yesterday for 3 years.
They just signed one, and he's a youngster, too.
Yes, he is, isn't he?
Well, they've drafted two in the last 2 years, too, to maybe either play behind him or succeed him if he ever stops playing. a lot of people, there's two linebackers, inside linebackers. They're still trying to replace Ryan Chizier, God bless them. I don't know that that's ever going to happen. They're just going to have to move on and just get a linebacker. But there's this real fast linebacker, fast, quick, which was Shazier's hallmark, in addition to other things, is Devin Bush. There's questions whether he will be available when they pick at number 20 or be long gone. Or if they will try to use some of their extra draft picks to move higher than number 20 and try and get him. But I just don't see that happening. I think he will be long gone. I don't think they're going to be able to or want to trade that high. So I'm looking at this cornerback, Byron Murphy. He played at Washington. He's the second-rated cornerback, if you will. The top guy is Greedy Williams. Some people think he might fall to them, but I don't think he will. There's also an outside linebacker from Florida State that they could get. His name is Brian Bones. So those are two guys I think that they could possibly get, but who knows? A lot of different things can happen.
We're with Steelers insider Ed Bouchette from The Athletic. Let's talk about Ben Roethlisberger for a second. To the day, 15 years ago yesterday, the Steelers extend his contract. So he's been with the team for 15, obviously, with two Super Bowl rings in the way he's played. What kind of money are we to? I heard big money for Ben.
Well, if it was little money, he wouldn't still be here.
Yeah, good point.
Because he deserves it. Yeah, and when you get that high, $80 million over 3 years, you just kind of scratch your head. And would it make a difference to us if it was $90 million or $100 million? I mean, it seems like monopoly money. But you know, that's the money that is available because of the fans keep following pro football. But Ben's 37, and I pointed out in the story that 40 is a new 35 in among quarterbacks in the NFL. Drew Brees is going to be 40 this year. Eli Manning is 38. Phillip Rivers is 38. The guy up in New England is 41. So and they're all still going pretty good. And so is Ben. So he may be here 3 or 4 more years.
You know, the obvious star departures that have occurred over the last few months. Overall, Ed, would you say that the Steelers are poised with the talent that they have existing on the team now, are poised to make a really good run in the coming year and maybe get back into the Super Bowl?
I think they can. I don't know if they're poised to do that, John. I thought they were poised to do that last year, and they didn't even make the playoffs. So, they have a tough schedule this year. That's for sure. They have to go out to the West Coast 3 times. Those are tough trips. But I think they will be more focused than they were last year, maybe the last 2 years. Even though they went 13-3 in 2017, I don't think anybody would say that was a focused team. They lost a lot of games last year, but late because of whatever, missed field goals, things like that. So if they can, be more focused with, the reason I think they will be is because they lost those two guys, Bell and Antonio Brown. I think it'll force them to be more focused, and they won't be as talented without those two, but they didn't have one of them last year.
Well, I love when someone said, how can they win the Super Bowl without Bell and Brown? And I said, ask New England or any other team that won the previous year. So,
or is, they never won one with them.
It's right. That's exactly. Right. It is. I think maybe they'll do well with a little chip on their shoulder this year with something to prove and the talent to do it. We'll see. But I know it's a big night for you. You'll be up all night.
Yeah, I used to have deadlines. Now I don't.
Yes, you can go to theathletic.com/Pittsburgh. Senior writer, Steelers insider Ed Bouchette. Ed, thank you.
I'm still looking for those junior writers.
Well, you're a senior writer. I don't know if that's an age thing or just...
That's true in many ways, guys.
All right. Thanks, Eddie.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.